This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nova Felluri, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Nova, N-O-V-A. Last name is F-E-L-L-U-R-E. That's F-E-L-L-U-R-E. On May 29th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history over the telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 19-year-old female, height 5 foot, 5.5 inches tall, weight 125 pounds, who was involved in a severe automobile accident on or about December 31st, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seat belt on, period. She was attempting to make a left-hand turn when she was hit head-on, period. Airbags were deployed, period. She was unconscious, period. The patient was jerked and struck her head, period. She had a relatively immediate pain in her neck, comma, head, comma, chest, comma, abdomen, comma, anxiety, comma, and bruises, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain and headaches, period. She also has persistent anxiety, period. New paragraph. In reference to the neck, it was treated with medication and chiropractic care, period. The duration is a few hours per day, period. It is described as a dull, aching sensation, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. In reference to the headache, it is stated that this is a new onset of migraines, period. Initially, it was 2 to 3 times a week, and presently, it is approximately once a week, period. When the headaches occur, they last several hours, period. They occur with nausea, dizziness, and occasionally blurred vision, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected from the client, was ambulance that day, took her to IU Arnett Hospital, where they did x-rays, period. She saw her family doctor a few times. She was seen by a chiropractor several times, period. She had to stop chiropractic care approximately 1 month ago as she could not afford more treatments, period. She was referred to a neurologist for migraines, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting over 20 to 40 pounds, period, or, comma, problems with gym, comma, workouts, comma, and sleep, period. Headaches do interfere with activities of daily living when they occur, period. New paragraph. Medications include Wellbutrin, comma, birth control pills, comma, and over-the-counter medicines for the pain of this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this injury includes over-the-counter medications and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for depression. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals tubes in the ears and tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient fractured her right wrist 10 years ago. And this occurred in the gym, period. The patient has not had prior neck or back injuries, period. The patient has not had any significant prior migraines, period. The patient was only having prior headaches while on her menses, period. She was involved in an automobile accident involving a truck in a ditch, in approximately 2020. There were no injuries, period. The patient has not had any history of work injuries, period. The patient had a tear in her wrist of an unknown cause in the past, period. The patient has not had any significant prior anxiety, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of landscaper part-time, period. She did miss 2 weeks of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. I did reveal several hundred pages of prior medical records prior to the automobile accident. In reference to the automobile accident, emergency room record, IU Hospital Arnett, December 31st, 2023, 17-year-old female with no significant medical history who presents to the ED complaining of MVA onset 1 hour prior to arrival, period. Patient said she was driving and went to turn left when another vehicle hit the front passenger side, period. Airbags deployed, period. The patient said she did briefly lose consciousness, period. On physical examination, abnormalities documented, including a markedly elevated blood pressure, states patient in moderate distress, abrasions to the chest noted, diagnostic results of chest CT, abdomen, and pelvic CT were negative for acute findings. Head CT and cervical spine CT were negative for intracranial abnormalities and negative for fracture or malalignment of the cervical spine, period. Final assessment was diagnosis 1, acute motor vehicle accident, 2, acute multiple contusions, period, end of report. Office clinic notes, primary care, April 17th, 2024. Subjective, ongoing headaches, frontal 2 to 3 times a week, comma, dizziness, period, MVA months ago, period. Assessment 1, chronic headaches, refer to pediatric neurology, 2, anxiety disorder, period, end of report. Primary care note, January 16th, 2024, 17-year-old with anxiety disorder, involved in MVA, December 31st, 2023. Assessment 1, follow-up encounter involving medication, period. 2, anxiety disorder, continue bupropion, B-U-P-R-O-P-I-O-N, 300 milligrams daily, period. End of report. Primary care note, February 23rd, 2024, 17-year-old with anxiety disorder presents to the office for evaluation of headaches and shortness of breath, period. Migraines every day for a while for the past 4 to 5 days, period. Started after car accident December 31st, 2023. Assessment 1, shortness of breath, 2, frequent headaches, period. End of report. Notes from Lucan Chiropractic, L-U-E-K-E-N, period. These are handwritten notes and somewhat difficult to read, but they do cover several dates following the automobile accident, noting treatment and abnormalities with diminished range of motion, including the complaints of pain and headaches, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME in reviewing the above medical records that found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number two, cephalgia and head trauma. Number three, anxiety. Number four, multiple contusions, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment to the cervical region with persistent headaches, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain, diminished range of motion, and headaches for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics at a monthly cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional chiropractic care would be warranted at a cost of $2,200, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's extensive medical records, comma. I have taken the history directly over the telephone, comma. But I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. I'd like to correct that last sentence saying the patient and also add the patient and the patient's mother both gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation.